First, the way we shop has come a long way in not much time. We no longer have to drive to the store to look at their product selection if we don't want to, but even the online shopping world is facing competition. Several Chinese-based manufacturers are selling their products directly to consumers straight from their factory online, mostly skipping the retailer middleman. Have you ever used a site like AliExpress, Wish.com, or bought a product at Amazon that was sent straight from a Chinese factory? Call 800-642-1234 to share your experience. That's 800-642-1234. How did it work out for you? Alana Semuels is a staff writer at The Atlantic. She wrote the piece, The Problem with Buying Cheap Stuff Online. Alana, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Well, people think online shopping, they probably think of Amazon or maybe, you know, a retailer they're familiar with. This is something a little different. Can you talk about how this works, getting stuff basically shipped right from that factory in China?
Sure. I mean, you often think about buying something from, you know, a Target, for example. And then, you know, once we didn't go to Targets as much anymore, we buy something from Target.com, where there are buyers who kind of selected stuff from, you know, a lot of it might have come from China. They imported it, and then they were responsible for getting it to you. Now there's this whole field of people that are just sending it directly from China, so kind of skipping that retailer middleman. They've become really good at figuring out how to kind of game search terms and list their products and can sell them for pretty cheap because they're cutting out the middleman.
Yeah, the products look really cheap. They're not always matched up with what we might be comparing their price with, though, right?
Yeah, I mean, when you're going to save money online, you're probably not going to get a high quality product. But you know, if you're just looking for a $2 blanket, you don't necessarily need a high quality blanket. You know, it can be a good option for saving money.
What I would think about is, okay, if you're putting something in a package in China, shipping it to me here in the United States, isn't that going to be a lot of shipping?
You would think it would be a lot of shipping costs, but the U.S. Postal Service has actually signed this treaty. You know, most countries' postal services are in this treaty, and it basically says, if you're in this treaty, we'll deliver the goods for you. You know, the Chinese Postal Service will get it here, and then the U.S. Postal Service will pick it up and deliver it. And the rates are extremely, extremely low. So it can actually be less expensive for someone to sell something to New York from China than it would be for example, North Carolina.
Wow. So is anybody trying to, like, work that out to make it cheaper to ship within the United States? That seems like a weird phenomenon.
Yeah, I mean, I think you've seen President Trump talk about this U.S. Postal Service Commission and looking into Postal Service rates. I mean, I think that's one of the things that this Postal Service Commission would look into. On the other hand, the more volume that goes through the U.S. Postal Service, the better for the Postal Service. So, you know, you don't necessarily want to discourage people from shipping from China, because package delivery is an increasing part of the Postal Service's business. It's just about figuring out what the rate is. And then, of course, as the U.S. Potentially ships more stuff to other countries, we wouldn't want to have to pay a much higher rate to ship to China, for example.
Want to bring on a caller who I think has tried this out. Michael is with us in Green Bay. Michael, hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. What do you want to tell us about?
Yeah, I buy many sports jerseys online from Chinese direct retailers, and I would say about 60% of the time I get a good product, and then the other 40%, it's something that I, you know, wouldn't want to wear. You know, it doesn't look like what a true trademark jersey would look like. But I still do it because that 60% of the time, the jerseys are so cheap that I can, you know, take the gamble and still come out ahead.
Thanks for that call, Michael. And yeah, that's a product line. I bet people do this a lot. Alana, as a parent of soccer fans, I know official jerseys are really expensive. It's pretty tempting if you're getting them for, what, 10% of the cost.
Yeah, and I think, you know, some of these companies have actually pretty decent return or refund policies. So, you know, Wish, which is one of the sites I wrote about, I talked to a woman who said, you know, she gets a lot of crap, and then she kind of calls them and they say, oh, we'll just give you your money back. Don't worry about returning it. So, you know, it can work out well if you know how to game the customer service game. On the other hand, you know, I have heard of people that have said, this is not what I wanted. This is, you know, something's misspelled. This doesn't make any sense. And they never hear back. So it can be a gamble.
Yeah. Now, you took this for a spin yourself, Alana, trying to get this ridiculously cheap watch, fitness thingy, whatever. What did you end up with?
Yeah, so I really wanted a smartwatch. I have a lot of friends that have Apple Watches and thought they were looking pretty cool, but they're really expensive. So I got a smartwatch for $18 on Wish. It had supposedly been marked down from $900. I find that very hard to believe. And it strangely had 8,000 reviews in an average 4 out of 5 stars. But I got it, and, you know, I'd hoped that it would kind of track my steps, take pictures, I'd be able to get emails and texts. I couldn't find a SIM card that fit in it, and I actually went to Chinatown in San Francisco to try to find one, and a few people helped me and just kind of said, you know, this is defective. And then I tried to use a pedometer function. That didn't work. The camera, you had to hold it at a really weird angle to take a picture. So I basically just use it as an alarm now, and I'm a little worried just doing that because you don't want to, you know, have to use it to wake up for an important call and then the alarm doesn't go off. So for $18, I did not get a really great product.
Talking to Alana Semuels from The Atlantic, her piece, The Problem with Buying Cheap Stuff Online, talking about buying stuff kind of at our own risk, direct from Chinese factories. Back to your calls. Angie is with us in central Wisconsin. Angie, hi.
Hi, I buy a lot of things to make jewelry with, and I have a small business I sell on Etsy and craft fairs and things, and although I wouldn't buy precious stones or anything, but the basic little parts that you need, and the reason I started buying from places like D.H. Gates and AliExpress is because Google is overcome with their advertisements. I would do a search for a product I wanted, and I might find 20 results from Chinese companies and one or two from American companies. And I pay like $2 shipping. I have to plan ahead because it takes a while to get the things, but you just can't beat the price.
Angie, thanks for that call. You mentioned, Alana, they're really gaming the advertising system online.
Yeah, you see Wish, especially in a lot of really interesting places. For example, they just bought ads on the LA Lakers jerseys. So, you know, you wouldn't think that's necessarily a place for a direct from China company to advertise. But if you watch Lakers games, you see that. And then, you know, Wish is really, a lot of these companies are very aggressive on Facebook. So there is this actually pretty funny blog article about all the weird Facebook ads that people were getting. I think they were kind of working with their system and people were just getting these weird ads for like, one of them was a plastic thing that basically helps you hold your sunflower seeds as you're shelling them. Another one was a bizarre face mask. There's one that is just a fake tongue that just looks like a very realistic tongue, but it's just a tongue.
Somebody needs it.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, even if you just go on some of these sites and start browsing around, you can kind of imagine this scene of these manufacturers in China trying to figure out what do Americans want and how do we sell it to them and what are the keywords they're clicking on. And, you know, it must be a really interesting scene over there.
Angie, thanks for that call. We'll go next to Darren in Eau Claire. Darren, hi.
Hi there. Yeah, I've been using Wish a lot. Just use it actually to purchase a raft for the French Town annual tube float here in Chippewa. And it came. It was in great shape. It was, I found a similar model on Amazon for $280, and it cost me $80 with shipping. So I was very happy with it, and I didn't sink. So, but on the other hand, I've had bad experiences. So, like previous callers, you really do take that gamble because I did have a cooler float that didn't show. But like you say, if you just click on that, at least for Wish app, if you just click on that customer support, they'll give you your money back, and it's hard to beat it.
Darren, thanks for that call. One concern we haven't gotten into too much, Alana, though it came up a bit with the sports jerseys, is are we buying illegally counterfeited products when we do this?
Yeah, in a lot of cases you are, and that can even be on sites like Amazon or some of the sites that you think of as more kind of reputable. And it's just because the internet is really, in a lot of ways, just kind of the wild, wild west, and sellers can post things. And, you know, it can be really hard to know if the sellers are legitimate, if the sellers are knocking things off. I actually had another experience where I bought these Apple earpods or AirPods they're called on Amazon. And, you know, they were, I knew they probably weren't legitimate because they were pretty cheap. But they came and they didn't really work. And, you know, I contacted Apple and they didn't, you know, want to say anything about Amazon in particular. But a lot of these big tech companies are increasingly having trouble preventing these counterfeits from being sold because it's so easy through the internet for counterfeiters to sell them. And, you know, there's some examples of hoverboards, for instance, where people bought hoverboards online that were counterfeit and they ended up catching on fire and burning down houses. So you definitely have to be careful with what you're buying.
And briefly, Alana, some of our listeners on Facebook have raised the concerns about the impact on retailers here in the United States. Can you just touch on that in a few moments?
Yeah, I think, you know, online shopping is hurting retailers already, but these goods from China are so much cheaper than the goods, you know, you can buy in a store just because there are fewer labor protections and, you know, labor is really cheap in China. So I think if this keeps growing, it could be even more of a threat to retail than sites like Amazon are.
We'll leave it there. Alana, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Alana Semuels is a staff writer at The Atlantic. She joined us to talk about her piece, The Problem with Buying Cheap Stuff Online.